One of the best ways to support the FTF podcast is to check out our Patreon over at patreon.com/finishthefight for exclusive episodes, insights, interviews, and plenty more.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome, everybody, to a new episode, we'll call it that, but more of a welcoming of a new host. So as many of you have known, Jesse has gone on to greener pastures and is continuing his love and effort for different audio and just different art aspects and is kind of going his own way, which left us to fill a void, Jesse in and of himself. And with that, I want to introduce a really good friend of mine, and someone I think that will really bring that same spark, that same really amazing quality to the podcast, and that is my friend, Derek.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, man. Thank you so much for having me. When you approached me about doing this podcast, obviously I was a little bit shocked, as I'm sure everybody else that's followed this podcast, since it was a Halo podcast, probably was as well. But I'm really excited to do it, man. I mean, obviously, you and I have been friends for such a long time. You know, I think that we will still have the same energy and passion, you know, for gaming, for fans old and new of the Halo franchise. Obviously, you and I grew up playing that together like a ton. I remember many, many Friday, Saturday nights at your house playing Halo, staying up way too late. So I'm excited to talk about all this stuff and keep the podcast going.
Yeah, and this, you know, this wasn't an easy decision. I know when Jesse had told me that he wanted to wrap up the podcast and figure out, you know, hey, I think I'm done with it. You know, I did have to reflect and think, okay, are we wrapping this journey up? You know, but there's still so much more I want to do with it. And I'm like, who do I ask? You know, so I went down a list of plenty of people immediately, and I knew I'd have Derek at the top of my list because, you know, him and I go way, way back. I mean, almost 20 years or so. And as Derek had to remind me, because my brain is shot, apparently, you know, like we first like bonded that friendship officially in seventh grade over
sixth
paper.
Sixth grade.
See, brain is still gone, you know, over Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door. So, Derek, again, my brain is gone. Let the audience know what happened.
Yeah. So I switched schools in fifth grade. And I knew some of the kids before. My school was really small, so I had actually played sports with a lot of the kids from your school because my school didn't have enough kids to play sports.
Mm-hmm.
So when I switched over, I had to make all new friends. And you and I, we didn't really talk right away. Then that next year, we got paired up together in science class, if I remember right. And we would just kind of, you know, make small talk, basically, and one of the things that we started talking about, I remember, was Paper Mario, and I had not played the new one yet, and you had it, you had already finished it, so you lent it to me. I think we just slipped it, you know, real secret-like from backpack to backpack, you know, right before we started talking about science.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, man, I was really bad at it. I got stuck, and I remember, just kind of giving up in frustration, but went over to your house, I think your dad's place, to give it back to you, and then just didn't leave. So we hung out and started playing other games. And
Derek never left. He actually just stayed there forever, how it became about.
It's true. Yeah, I'm still there right now. Alex has moved on.
I've moved on. Derek is still there.
Yeah, so his dad's at work right now, but I'm here living my best life.
So, yeah. So as Derek said, you know, this goes back many, many years of, you know, us. I remember when Halo Combat Evolved or CE first came out, you know, we had played that at one of my birthday parties. Our friend Jake had brought his Xbox over and was like, check out this Halo game. And like, we had jumped into it and it was just such a fun experience. And that's where that love of Halo came from and spawned the Halo podcast portion that we had previously done and really started that love of it. And just honestly, the love of gaming, I'd always had it. I don't know if I ever talked about this, but my start in gaming was super, super young. It was actually from my dad, who had a Sega Genesis and then bought a Super Nintendo. And I remember spending time with him. The one moment I really, really remember about it is both my parents were really young when they had me. And it was me and my dad upstairs in our house while my mom was doing a Pampered Chef thing that my aunt like wanted to have at her house. So it was like no boys allowed downstairs. So it was me and my dad in like this spare room that later became my sister's room when she was born, that we just stayed up and like played Mario Kart, you know, played Global Guts and played like all these random games we had there. And that's really where my start in gaming happened and has obviously continued on. And, you know, if any of the patrons have listened to the Bark and Bin episodes and even some of the regular episodes, a lot of those were from Derek and I playing games. You know, we haven't covered some of this stuff yet, but like Earth Defense Force, oh, yeah. Rumble Roses.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Kirby Air Ride, I think it was. So, I mean, just so many of those that were out there is really wrapped up in our history together and just in like a cool gaming culture.
Yeah, man, because a lot of the stuff that we played, too, I mean, it was just us being kind of bored. You lived close enough to the local GameStop that we would just walk up like these, you know, backyard, you know, right behind a fence or something, and we would just walk up the road, go to the GameStop, and basically, because we were young, we didn't have a ton of money, so we would find these random, super random games, and just, you know, hey, that's $5 or whatever, like, yeah, let's buy it, let's play it, and it, you know, obviously, a lot of those games were terrible, but yeah. Some of them were, like, so terrible that they were amazing, amazing fun. Earth Defense Force might have been like a Blockbuster rental or something like that, because we do that too, like go up to the Blockbuster on a Friday, just rent some random game, like, yeah, we're doing couch co-op all night.
And it's so wild, like thinking of EDF or Earth Defense Force, it was such a weird left field Japanese game that came out that became a cult classic in America that really kept the game going. I mean, there's what, like 6 games after the first one came out that have been out?
There is far too many. There's,
I will agree.
There's enough. You can stop.
There's enough. But I know that we've already, you know, 7 minutes in or so. But I would say, Derek, if you want, just give us your elevator pitch, your dating profile. Who are you?
Who am I? Well, I'm a guy.
Nice.
Who plays video games? No, I mean, I live in Kentucky. Alex and I are doing the podcast remotely, which is a little bit of a transition, obviously, because you're out there in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite 30, late 20s. Things I like to do in my spare time, play music. And really, that's not my spare time. That's what I do.
It's what I do and produce, but it's also my spare time, but not my spare time.
Well, it is, because it's a hobby, but it's not. It's I give guitar lessons online. I do all kinds of things, repair guitars, tech guitars, have a pretty like big nice studio setup now in my house, which is cool. Mm-hmm. I've been playing guitar since probably like I think I started about the same time that you and I became friends, so like sixth grade, so yeah, pretty much since I was 12, so getting close to, I'm over 15 years, getting close to 18 years, I think.
I remember you were always my musically inclined friend, and we would go over to your place and just wait for you to play something. Because you knew it better than everybody else, and that's kind of where everyone wanted to be like, yeah, I want to play music like Derek does. I want to do this. And yeah, so it's carried on, obviously, you know, have continued that on, and like I said, made it a hobby, but work, but still a hobby and fun, like in that middle period.
I love it very much. And, you know, a lot of the, you and I have, in a lot of ways, like, worked together. in that music scene, because early on in your photography career, you know, you'd be at the shows taking great photos when we would play out live. And I miss seeing those pictures from you, man. I wish you did more live stuff, but I know that now is not the time.
No, it's not. And also tell live stuff to pay more.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but I do that. I do a lot of gaming. You know, gaming is something that it is just a part of my life. And, you know, for a long time, like you were, I think I was almost like embarrassed to admit the amount of gaming that I did. I don't do it as much now just because, like, I don't have the time. I'm older. I own a house. I have other responsibilities and things like that. But it's still something that I try and keep up with as much as I can. There's a lot of classic games now that have been out for a few years that I get to go back and play. So like right now I'm playing through Shadow of War. I had played through Shadow of Mordor a few years ago and needed a little bit of a break, so I'm doing that right now. And just kind of continue to play those games that I really want to play, you know, not getting too caught up in new game hype. So that's kind of my approach to gaming in general.
Yeah, it's very much finish the backlog.
Yes.
You know, I think both of you are like that. Both of us, both of us, you know, are like that, you know, and I gravitate now to more indie games or games that can be kind of one match and done, kind of like Apex or Overwatch, where I can play a match. It's about, well, Apex could be 3 seconds or it could be 15 minutes. Overwatch, kind of the same deal, but that I can jump into a couple and be done. I don't necessarily get sucked into story games or anything that's going to involve a great amount of time that'll have to be there. So I usually stick with those for now. But at the same time, you know, doing the podcast, and I know that you'll kind of get into this too, of doing the research and seeing the news, you definitely get caught up in that hype now. That hype train again that we had when we were like in like high school into college, it's there again. And it's really interesting to see, you know, us kind of coming out, or I guess as much as we're coming out of COVID, to see more of not only cinemas, but gaming companies start to produce more. We start to get more release dates for those bigger titles that were pushed back from 2020 or early 2021 that we're going to see later this year or early 2022. So it is a very exciting year for gaming, and it's just an exciting year too. I mean, even talking about, you know, older games, I mean, we're seeing re-releases of older games that are amazing. You know, we have Mass Effect coming. We have a lot of games that I guess they are old at this point just because like the early 2000s are so far away.
Yeah.
But in my mind, they just happened. So we're definitely seeing a lot of that coming across the landscape, and it is an exciting period for that. But I definitely agree. You know, I'm excited to continue this journey because I would love to talk more about that. And we do have some really cool stuff coming for the podcast. That's a slight shift. You're still going to get your regular content. But we'll do some slight shifts in how we deliver a couple things like news, updates, interviews, streamers, things like that. So we'll definitely have some cool stuff that we'll talk more about later, and we'll really get to that. But we wanted to make sure that we gave you more of this intro into who Derek is, you know, what the reality of the podcast is going to be, and where we're going to take a lot more of it. And so that's definitely where we're going to focus it. And if you have any questions or concerns, I mean, reach out to us, whether it's on Discord, Instagram, or, you know, social, wherever, whatever platform you can reach us on, go ahead and feel free to do that, because we want to make sure that we keep this channel open and honest with you about where we're going, what we're doing, you know, because I just like doing this. You know, this isn't a job for Derek or I. You know, we make a little bit of money here and there, thanks to our patrons, ads, Twitch. So, I mean, we do get a little bit to cover all the expenses, but, you know, him and I are not paying our mortgage on this. You know, this is just a super fun thing for two guys to kind of get together once a week or so plus at this point and really create some cool stuff.
And, you know, man, I'm just, like I said, I'm so grateful, like, that you approached me about this. When you started the podcast, like, I was so impressed with the way that you and Jesse really ran everything. Everything was so well-researched and professional. And I mean, obviously that's why you guys had the success that you had. And I'm just excited to like keep that going. Like I definitely would have been, as a fan of the podcast, I just would have been upset, you know, if you guys had to stop. So I'm definitely like dedicated to being able to do that same thing. And more than anything, it's like you said, I'm excited to kind of get, like, have a reason to get back into the hype of gaming, because for a long time, like, I didn't have that reason. And it's just been such a big, big part of my life. I mean, you know, I'm very similar to you. I grew up playing video games with my dad. You know, mine was on the original NES, but that was just because my parents were cheap and we were a little bit behind in gaming. But, you know, same vibe, same feelings. And I'm just excited to continue, like, the community on. There's a ton of great people in the Discord. There's a great crew that, like, helps the podcast out, that put in a lot of time and energy. And it would be really sad, you know, to see that all go away and become nothing. So I'm glad that we get to do this, and I'm excited to be a part of it. And I want people to feel like, if, you know, obviously, Alex, you've been here for a long time, everyone knows you. If they want to get to know me, you know, they can reach out to me anytime. Happy to talk to anyone. So
absolutely. And that's, and again, as I, you know, reiterate with it, I mean, Derek's coming on board. I've known Derek a while, so the rapport that we have should just meld right in, you know, as we get our new voice down and our new cadence and just build back into the podcast. I mean, Derek's been a listener for a long time, so I mean, he already knows how a lot of things are run, how the notes are taken, and how we handle a lot of the stuff just in the daily of the podcast. So I mean, I think he'll be really good fit with this. And I'm excited to bring him on board. You know, he's in Kentucky now. Took my dad's house with him, actually. So still the same thing. But I'm very excited to continue this along. And like I said, we'll have a lot of bits of really cool content for you, and we'll just keep this rolling. And, you know, I want this to be everyone's podcast. You know, let us know what you like, what you don't like. You know, is there a game you want us to cover? I mean, we've been keeping a running list of every bit of social, Discord, text message, email, anything that we've gotten that says you should cover this. This was a cool game. I know this person in this industry. Let's talk. You know, we've been keeping a running list of that. So we want to keep those channels open and keep the talks going, because the research in this is so much fun. And we want to, you know, and if you're a content creator that's like, hey, I'm starting out, or hey, I'm established, let's chat, let's talk. You know, we want to bring more interviews in. We want to bring more professional or knowledgeable voices that may know a bit more than we do. We're doing as much research as we can, but obviously we don't know or can't cover everything and haven't played every game available ever to a point of precise knowledge.
Absolutely, man. And, you know, that's one of the things that we talked about that I'm just so excited to get going again, is just reaching out, you know, talking with other podcasts, talking with other people in this community. Everyone has their own interests, and some people can dive down a little bit deeper into the development process, and some people are a little bit more interested in the creative process. Some people are more interested in the soundtrack process, you know. I'm really excited for us to just be able to not only do the podcast, but expand beyond that and continue developing the community.
That's my exact words right there. And that's why that was my main thing about staying with this podcast, is the community. It's been one of the most heartwarming, welcoming communities, which it sounds bad, like in a gaming community that can go kind of either way at times. But
well, look,
the one that we've built,
let's be honest. I mean, there are sometimes there's just people in gaming that are very particular about games. And this community, what's amazing about it is it doesn't matter if you're a person that doesn't like Halo 2. Like, you get poked fun at a little bit, but you're still welcome, you know? No one's coming at you hard. So
No, it's more of an all in jest thing. You know, it's just fun to compare games, talk about them, and you know, doing research where we are more objective than subjective. I like to bring those topics up, you know, about a popular title that may be coming out or that's come out. We can objectively look, you know, I may love the game, but it may have been a bad game or a bad production cycle. And we can talk about those things, but then compare it to be like, yes, on paper, it was a good release or a bad release. But if you like it or don't like it, that's just personal opinion. You know, we want to bring out those details that talk about, you know, maybe a game flopped. Why did it flop? Was it pressure from producers? Was it pressure from the money? Was it just a bad game? You know, so that's where I really like to delve into these things and bring out those honest, objective thoughts that we've been bringing you this whole time, along with, you know, some goofy commentary, obviously.
Yeah, there will be no shortage of that with you and I. So, in fact, I think sometimes we're going to have to rein it back in just a little bit, because it's Alex and I could literally sit here and we want to do this, you know, meet the host episode. But I think if Alex and I wanted to sit here and talk for 3 hours, we could absolutely do that. So,
I mean, we were supposed to start this a bit ago and we just got into the talking about different games we're having coming out. Random people on Steam having way too many games. Arcade cabinets and just everything in general. So it's I think it's going to be amazing. You know, Derek and I have no shortage of things to talk about and just knowledge we're going to bring your way. So for patrons, as I said, I had paused May. So you're not going to pay for May because we wanted to make sure that, you know, we get everything in order. You get a free month out of this. We will still be producing the content. So expect from the Bargain Bin, Game Nights, and plenty of other content on there. And for everyone else, just thank you so much for following our journey as we adapt with it, you know, update it, and still bring you some amazing stuff with some really cool episodes we have written. I mean, we wrote so many episodes right before Jesse left, so we have just so much content already stockpiled that Derek and I will be recording, as well as Evan and Richard, who have worked on research for a while. They'll be taking the reins on a lot more of the stuff that needs to be done, all the episode counts, getting us set, when there are things coming out, when's the hot time to drop this. So we'll have a lot more of that, but please keep joining us here, join us on stream, and join us, you know, just in the community. You know, if you're not part of it, and I get it, if you're not part of the Discord or anything, but reach out, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, drop us a random comment on SoundCloud, slap it in that middle, say, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
And I will see it.
Absolutely.
So I think this is pretty good. I mean, again, we'll probably hold a Q&A roughly around this time as well on Insta and on stream, on Twitch, just to give you guys a bit more in-depth conversation, just kind of have, you know, like see how me and Derek interact. You know, if you have any questions about that or concerns, I get it. You know, it's kind of like swapping out characters in a show and just being like, ooh, I don't know if I'm going to like this, or a new host, like when Trevor Noah took over The Daily Show. You know, am I going to like this? It's a whole new experience. How can we figure that out? So we're going to make sure that we are open and honest, have some fun with you guys, and, you know, we'll see you soon. I'm very excited about this new take we're taking, and we'll see you there. With that, I am your host, Alex Kendall.
And I am your new host, Derek Baker.
And we'll see you all very soon.